Grace Harris loves to dance. She's been Irish dancing since before she was born. She was dancing in her mummy's tummy. She was tap, tap, tapping her little teeny feet to the beat when she was just a week old. Well, it was no surprise then that Grace found herself on the world stage at the International Irish Dancing Championships for three-year-olds, soon to be four. There were Irish dancers from China, from Russia, from Mexico, and from Scotland. The competition was being held in Waterford this year, on a huge stage on the banks of the River Shore. Grace really wanted to win it. There she was, getting ready to go on stage. She had practiced her dance so many times. She'd take the lead with her two backing dancers behind her. Nothing could go wrong. Oh, she had the most beautiful pink dancing costume on. Her hair was curled and up high, and she was beaming with excitement. Grace really loved her fashion. Her mum, Canna, is great at coordinating her hair accessories with whatever outfit Grace picks out for herself every day. All Grace's friends were in the audience cheering her on. Archie and Joshy and Emily, Ali, Cody and Nina were there.
Okay, Grace Harris, you're on after the dancer from Croatia. Get ready and good luck.
Grace wasn't a single bit nervous. She could see Uncle Sam and Kira and their dog Marley right up there at the front of the stage. Nana Jean and Faith, and there was Mum and Dad and Nana Margaret and Grandad. Grace went to her little bag to get her brand new Irish dancing shoes. The big girl ones with the laces, only to realise they weren't there. She had forgotten to pack them. Oh no! It's like Ronaldo or Messi showing up to a match without their football boots. She looked out into the audience and saw everyone she knew. Well, not everyone. How unusual that Granny Betty and her granddad Jeff weren't there.
And next, please put your hands together for Grace Harris.
Poor Grace didn't come out on stage. She quietly explained to the lady in charge what had happened.
Oh dear, terrible when you forget your shoes, but the rules say you must wear them. Sorry, maybe next year. Okay, next, Kylie Minogue from Australia.
What a mean lady. Grace was feeling very sad. Now she'd have to wait a whole year again, and everyone had come to see her. Well, everyone except Grandad? Grace couldn't believe what she was seeing. Coming up the river shore at 100 knots an hour in his boat was her granddad Jeff. He looked like James Bond on a mission. And there, beside him holding something up in her hands, was Granny Betty Bible, who looked like a Bond girl.
We have your shoes, don't panic, shouted Granny Betty.
It's too late, we're taking down the stage. Competition is over, we'll be announcing the winner soon. Sorry, rules are rules.
Excuse me, but the rule book on page 56 says that an Irish dancer can dance anywhere once they're wearing their shoes. Now, please tell the audience to wait for one more dancer. Nana Jean was a force to be reckoned with as she spoke to that mean lady in charge. But with the stage being taken down, there was only one place left for Grace to perform her dance. She ran over and hopped into the boat.
Ladies and gentlemen, in a rather unusual move, we have one last performance. Please turn your heads towards the river now for Grace Harris dancing out there on that boat.
The music started, and Grace could feel her legs just moving by themselves. Her two backing dancers were doing remarkably well too. Granny Betty was in perfect step, and Grandad, well, he was doing what he believed was a hornpipe into Shad Nose dancing and a bit of Latino. This was Grace's big part coming up. She hadn't missed a step. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. She felt like she was going high into the sky with every jump and turn and twirl. Oh, she just loved this. And so did the crowd.
And the winner of the best three-year-old, soon to be four-year-old Irish dancer in the whole world.
Oh, Grandad, what if I don't win?
It doesn't matter, Grace, said Grandad. You are brilliant. Sure, you were born to dance. Born into a line of dancing queens. Your Nana and your Granny before her.
You will always be my little winner.
And it was true. Grandads have a very special place in their hearts for their grandchildren. As for this Grandad, Grace is the apple of his eye. And soon there'll be even more apples in that orchard.
And the winner, Grace Harris and the River Dance crew.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Grace. Please perform your dance again. Oh, dear, I'll have to join you on the boat to give you the trophy. The mean lady had to swim out to the boat, and she got soaking wet. That'll teach her. This time, Grace danced with Nana Jean, Granny Betty, and Faith, and all the tots from the Mulcahy Bible School of Dancing. It was the best dance the world had ever seen. The Weekly Shop. I don't know of any child who really enjoys going to the supermarket to do the weekly shop. I don't know of any grown-up who enjoys it either. Oh, making your list, forgetting your shopping bags, forgetting your coin for the trolley, trying to pack your bag faster than the shopkeeper scans it, and the worst of all, going home and putting it all away. Oh, but the weekly shop, well, it has to be done. And I think it's especially boring these days because a trip to the supermarket is the only way that some people get out of their house. Not many will go on holidays this summer. And so, supermarket it is. And that weekly shop really has to be done in Holly Ryan's house. The Ryans from Greenfields have a set list of shopping that they must get every week. You see, they eat certain dinners on certain days. It's the stuff of dreams for a mother's head doing the shopping, believe me. So there was nothing too out of the ordinary last Friday when 6-year-old Holly Ryan and her 3-year-old sister Kate went with their mam to do the shopping.
Good evening, shoppers. Adult supermarket will close in 5 minutes. Please make your way to checkout 4. Especially you, Emma Ryan. Please load your shopping at checkout 4. Checkout 4.
As they quickly placed their messages onto the conveyor belt, Holly realised they'd forgotten something very important. But Mam was too busy trying to race against the checkout girl. The security man was standing at the door ready to lock up. Holly would run off and she'd just be a teensy second getting what she needed. Go, go! She ran towards the pet food aisle. Where was it? No, that's house cleaning products. She kept going through the cereal aisle, past the tea and coffee section. Oh, where is it? Bingo! Before her, on the shelves, it was like the mecca of cat food. Ah, yes, she thought. Rosie will enjoy this. Beef chunks and gravy. Oh, but what about this? Lamb and jelly, salmon sensation and a special kitten sauce. Holly couldn't decide. What would Rosie like? Rosie was her brand new kitten who had just joined the Ryan family. Oh, she was gorgeous. She had those little scratchy claws that cling to you when you pick her up and tiny triangle ears and the sweetest little face. And this Sunday, Holly would be getting another new kitten, Robbie, coming all the way from Tipperary. She really had to stock up on cat food for them both. As she stood in the pet food aisle, Holly decided she'd buy all the flavours. She scooped up the pouches and she ran back towards the checkout. But as she did, she noticed something very unusual. Adult supermarket had become very quiet. And I mean very quiet. The supermarket was closed. They'd locked it up and gone home for the night. Oh no. Now, Holly was a clever young lady. So she didn't panic or scream at the top of her lungs or wonder where she'd sleep or how she'd ever get out of here. No, no, no. She kept a cool head and she headed for the sweets and the chocolate aisle. They were selling 50-inch flat-screen TVs in Adel that week. So Holly picked one out of the display, plugged it in and turned on Vlad and Nikki, one of her favourite shows. She was sitting down on a lovely sun lounger from the garden furniture section when she heard some people talking far away in the distance. Maybe in the canned food aisle. Yep, definitely people. Definitely her mam and her sister Kate. We came back to look for you, Holly, and they must have thought we left the shop, explained mam. With that, Kate arrived holding kids' pyjamas, dog blankets and binoculars. By 10 o'clock, mam and the girls were all lying on their sun loungers. But they couldn't sleep. It was cold and dark and they were hungry. Okay, mam. You go that way towards biscuits and crackers. Kate, you head to frozen foods and I'll go to amazing offers. See what you can find and meet me back here at 2300 hours, said Holly. Holly found a barbecue to cook burgers on, a chiminea to keep them warm and solar string lights to brighten the place up. Kate returned with a Hermione Granger wand, crisps and shampoo, and Mam came back with performance leggings for women, a drill, a popcorn maker and a shower radio. What more did they need? Suddenly there was a banging noise up at the entrance of the shop and scratching. It was Dad and Rosie
and the security man. Oh, girls, I thought you'd gone on one of those epic shopping trips you ladies love. But Rosie was very unsettled and she kept meowing. And then I realised what time it was and I knew something was up, said Dad. The security man stood at the door waiting for the Ryan family to pack up and leave the shop. You look like you're having a nice time, he said. Would you rather stay until morning? Actually, said Mam, I think we would. Let's book in to aisle 3. And they did. Holly and Kate Ryan and their mum and dad and Rosie the kitten spent the night in Adel Supermarket. It was the best holiday they ever had. As you get your summer holidays from school, remember, you don't need fancy hotels, airplanes to Spain or coconut trees. Spending time and having a bit of fun with your friends and your family, maybe spending the night in your local supermarket or playing out on the green in front of your house all day. That's where real holiday memories are made. Just ask Holly, Holiday Ryan. Okay, so repeat after me, class. Herbs intacta, manet water fordia.
Herbs intacta, manet water fordia.
It was a busy afternoon in Newtown Junior School. It was tough going and you really had to pay attention. Now, normally, 7-year-old Rowan Staff Brown would always be paying attention. But today was different. Something incredible was happening right outside the window and Rowan seemed to be the only one who could see it. He couldn't believe his eyes. Out on the astro pitch, two dogs were loading up a van with the goalposts off the Gaelic field, shoving them into the trailer hitched onto the van. The dogs were wearing studded collars, leather jackets and sunglasses. Typical baddies. And Rowan knew something strange was going on.
You see, I tell you, Jeremiah, it's like taking the baby from the candy, so easy,
said Victor, the Russian husky who was driving the van.
I think you have that backwards, Victor. Ain't this?
Replied Jeremiah, a little Jack Russell from Cork. Now, you may remember this pair from a previous story. They had tried to steal the secret, sacred Waterford Blah recipe, but they were stopped by a special agent cat, Sydney Power. He belongs to Michaela Power in Mount Pleasant. The lads had wanted to bring the recipe back to Cork and Russia and make their fortune selling Blahs. Well, their mission failed, and now they're back here to finish the job. Mulcahy's farm in Capoquin, County Waterford, was a busy place to be. There were prize cows, pigs, hens, ducks, donkeys, and a unicorn. Yes, a unicorn. And her name was Bernie. Bernie had come to Farmer Frank Mulcahy's farm quite by accident. He bought her at the horse fair in Ballybricken a few years ago on a day that he'd forgotten to wear his glasses. It was only when he brought her back to the farm that he saw the magnificent rainbow-coloured mane and tail, shimmering wings and a horn on her head made of pearl. He's a shrewd millionaire farmer from Cavan, kind to his animals, but he never misses a trick. So when he realised that he had a unicorn on his hands, he turned the farm into an international tourist attraction. Visitors came from every corner of the globe to marvel at Bernie. And there was a waiting list of 15 months just to see Bernie. But then that waiting list grew smaller and smaller. And these days, nobody wanted to come and see the rare unicorn. But why? That's what little Sonny Flynn Fogarty was asking himself on his first day in his new job as a handyman on Mulcahy's farm. He's not even 3 years old yet, but Sonny can work magic with a hammer, a pliers or a screwdriver. He learned his trade from his good pal Jack the handyman. Sonny was mending the fence of Bernie's enclosure when she came over to him. Sonny could see a sadness in her eyes and he wondered where her sparkle had gone. Bernie looked more like an ordinary white horse than a unicorn. So that's why people weren't coming to see her anymore. Her magic was gone. Sonny had to help her. He was such a kind, considerate little boy. He really understood animals. His own pet dog, Mac, was 12 now, and Sonny could see he was getting a bit slower on their walks along the back strand. Sonny had pretended he had to stop to take a break, but really, he was giving Mac a rest. And he was so kind to his cousins Sophie and Reese, and his friends Ben and Molly and Scott across the road. And he was always watching out for Nanny and Grandad and Auntie Sharon. Sonny had learned from his two mamas, Mama Nade and Mama Bawn. What do you mean she's lonely? Doesn't she live on a farm full of other animals? Said Farmer Mulcahy, when Sonny suggested that Bernie needed a friend in order to get her colours back. I think she needs to find her zing, explained Sonny.
Her what?
You know, that special feeling you get when you meet your soulmate. You just know it. You can feel it. A zing. A rainbow connection.
Aye, a rainbow connection, you're telling me. Right, well, I never got that now myself, but I've been too busy with the farm all my life. But sure, it's worth a try.
Farmer Mulcahy went off to make a few phone calls, and by 4 o'clock that afternoon, a jeep pulled into the yard with a horse box attached. Inside was Maverick. He was a champion racehorse, just retired.
Hi, so you must be Bernie, right? You probably know me anyway. I've won at Cheltenham and Aintree like 15 times, and I play a bit of rugby. But I'm retiring now, and I'm moving on to a new chapter of my, like, life. You know, settling down.
Bernie tried not to yawn in his face. This Maverick fella was full of himself. He was even wearing skinny jeans. Two pairs, obviously. Sonny could hear a neighing still coming from the horse box.
Oh yeah, that's my sister Margaret. Yeah, she's not a champion now like me. She's just a shy old mare who goes everywhere I go. I'm like her only family.
Margaret slowly trotted over to the fence.
Now Margaret was yawning.
She knew her brother was going on and on. She gave Bernie a knowing smile.
So like, yeah, I'm pretty big now, as I was saying, in horse racing circles.
That's when Bernie's face lit up. Her wings started moving again. Her eyes sparkled. Was this it? Had Bernie found her zing?
Right, guys, I'm going to catch some Z's. That journey took it out of me, said Maverick.
But no one was really minding him, because galloping around the field was Margaret, the shy horse, and Bernie, the unicorn.
Hey, she only needed a few minutes chatting with that Maverick fella. And you're right, Sonny, she got the thing.
Farmer Mulcahy looked on in amazement, astonished to see that all the colours had returned to Bernie's mane, and her tail and her unicorn horn shone in the evening sun. Bernie found her zing with Margaret, not Maverick, said Sonny. It's a real rainbow connection. Bernie went back to being the star unicorn attraction on Mulcahy's farm. She's the pride of Waterford. Margaret turned out to be a wonderful show jumper. And Maverick, while farming life was too quiet for him, he headed off to the bright lights of Dungarvan.
Dungarvan, here I come!
Farmer Mulcahy eventually found his own zing with a shopkeeper from Woodstown. And as for Sonny, the wise little boy not yet three, he knew better than some of the grown-ups. In our lives, we don't get to choose who we'll get that zing with. And we certainly don't get to choose who we think others should or shouldn't get their zing with. It just doesn't work like that. Sonny had helped his friends to show the world their true colours and find their zing. His two mamas are very proud.
Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lover, the dreamer and me. Thank you.